The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We should be joined in about 20 minutes by Demore Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA, longtime friend of the show. And you'll have a chance to win Wizards tickets coming up at 9:45 as they take on Charlotte December 19th.
I hope D, I mean, D was calling me during that segment, and I can't answer the phone when we're doing a segment. Unless it's, you know, I mean, if it was a family, I probably would have. But, and then Drab and Mar disappeared. I assume they're picking them up. So I heard there's a rumor there's breakfast downstairs.
Dude, Drab and Mar have been gone for 30 minutes.
Oh, so they must be having like omelets made or something.
They're just pigging out.
That must be the case. All right, so we'll see them, I'm guessing, soon. At some point.
And I can't leave my post.
You can't.
Yeah, you can't leave your post. No, I texted them.
You're like the last sentry defending a fort or fortress. You can't leave your post, Valdez. Can't do that.
And that breakfast will be gone by the time it's 10 o'clock.
So gone.
Yeah, now, okay. All right. So D says, yeah, D's going to do 9:25. All right. I think they must be pigging out.
They've literally disappeared for 30 minutes.
Yeah. They didn't tell you where they were going?
I think they mentioned it, but the breakfast started at 9. They've been gone since 8:30.
They're probably lined up getting served as
That's
well.
The thing. There's probably a line.
There's a line. 100%.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right,
time now for the entertainment page. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
I have the read, Cakes.
You do? This is shocking news.
Yeah. BMW Fairfax is DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. The ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the top dog over there now. The new general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. They've got everything you want. My buddy just got the i7. Absolutely loves it. Of course, I got the X5, which I like, but someone did key it. I mean, who keys a car in 2024?
Losers.
Degenerates.
What kind of douche are you?
Scumbags.
I mean, it's just crazy. All right. Bunch going on, Cakes. What is going on with Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox?
I don't know any of the latest.
They just announced a few weeks ago that she was pregnant again.
Okay.
I think she has like 3 kids with Brian Austin Green.
Okay, yeah.
And then she announced she was pregnant, presumably with Machine Gun Kelly. And now I guess they're Dunsky.
They're breaking up?
Breaking up.
Are they married? They're not married, are they?
I don't think they're married.
Maybe they're engaged. I guess in January of 2022, they announced that they were engaged. But remember, they got in a fight about, like, after the Grammys in 2023. There were some allegations maybe that he was tagging his, like, guitar player. I mean, there was all this craziness going on. So I don't know. Is she still going to have the baby? Like, what's going on with all that, Cakes?
I'm sure I know. I'm okay. sure I know the inner workings of
all right.
MGK and
I assume
Megan
she's going to have the baby.
Yeah, I guess. Updating
you don't know his real name. You used to fancy yourself an expert when it came to, like, rappers' real names.
Yeah, no, it's
Machine
it's
Gun
like,
Kelly's real name.
It's something like Corson.
Is Kelly, man, you're really close. Is Kelly his last name?
It is not. His real name is Colson Baker.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
close.
Yeah, yeah.
You're off by one letter.
The
how come he didn't go Machine Gun Colson?
Because it doesn't sound as good as Machine Gun Kelly.
Doesn't sound nearly
well, if
as
he
good.
Was Machine Gun Colson the whole time and you didn't know he was Kelly, you'd say, yeah, he's silly.
I don't know. Machine Gun Kelly's got a good ring to it.
I hate to keep giving this story life because it is just kind of despicable, but the Mangione kid that shot the healthcare worker. First of all,
you saw the video yesterday of him getting out of the
yeah.
vehicle.
Yeah.
He was kind of
just ranting.
Stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ranting.
He just lost it.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be a guy. You know, he was big into mushrooms and psychedelics. And some people are saying, I know you guys that are like love drugs all the time think it's no big deal, but there are side effects, and sometimes you can kind of go cuckoo.
I like mushrooms with pepperoni on top of a pizza, but not the psychedelic
supposedly
version.
He was using psychedelics to help with his back pain. That's what the narrative is. I don't know if it's true. But.
Did you see the Daily Mail story that they said he had a lot of sexual frustration?
Because I mentioned that because of the back, so he thought, yeah.
His back injury?
He wouldn't be able to have an intimate relationship with a woman because of his back pain. I don't know. Who knows? He looked healthy enough to hit skins to me when I saw him. I mean, it ain't that hard. I know guys in wheelchairs to hit skins.
I mean, he did get on a bike and speed away.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
how busted up could his back be?
Again, we saw the picture of him with 100 abs. A couple, you know, from that can't be that long.
It can't
ago.
Be good for your back to sit on a bus from New York to Altoona. No,
probably not.
So, and it's so disgusting. All the people that are like, they're just like enamored with his good looks.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
they're
call
losers.
Him a hero.
Every one of them,
they're all
losers.
Yeah. I mean, some of them, honestly, they're like journalists, professors. There's a professor from Penn,
who
said it was like the highlight of her day. It was an honor. Or something.
She should be fired.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I believe that for free speech, you can say whatever you want, but I mean, there are consequences to saying things like that.
Did you see the stand-up that the reporter tried to do at Gilman School, where he went to high school? And I guess the people that run Gilman School were like, no, we're not gonna have
check.
No. So they had one of the landscapers with the leaf blower, the gas-powered leaf blower, standing 1 foot behind her as she's trying to do like the setup. And it's just like, trying to do her, you know, her news piece.
Think about all the innocent people caught up in this, right? And it's just like terrible. The story that is out there is that he allegedly was thinking of a variety of different ways to make this thing happen. He was thinking about like dropping a bomb.
Dropping a bomb on the guy?
Yeah. And he decided, I guess you could give him a 1/100th of credit. It would kill too many innocents.
Right.
That guy's not innocent.
We're crediting him for only killing one person?
Only killing one person. But he had a variety of different things.
He probably had a plan that he was going to go after more people.
Maybe. He was going to try to be like the Unabomber.
It actually would have been better if he had,
Unabomber? Yeah, Unabomber.
Now, I'm not advocating
he
kill
it over
anybody.
20 years.
But the best case scenario would have him
blow
himself up.
I knew you were
and the target, and then he's gone too.
He was going to try and hide out. He had like $10,000 of cash on him. I think he was going to hide out, wait a few weeks. Now it was just going to. It's a nationwide manhunt, so I don't think he could have done that. But I think he probably would have targeted somebody else.
Now
the industry
sounds like you going to the Atlantis, $10,000 in cash on you.
Right.
Get ready to play at the tables.
And leaving it there.
Yeah, most likely.
Now, I'm gonna give you a controversial hypothetical.
I love hypotheticals.
Well,
we don't do them nearly enough. That's how we can do part of the Altcast. We can do like
hypotheticals.
Junk's hypotheticals.
Right. Play Monopoly.
Perfect.
Anything. So I'm about ready to hit my approach into the first hole yesterday. This is when it happened. I have to give you the thing. And Tom all of a sudden throws me for a loop. Because we're talking about the Mangione kid.
Your buddy Tom.
Yeah. And he goes, you know that everyone has had this conversation. I know you guys have all had this conversation amongst yourselves.
Yes.
He goes, you know the parents, the kid was missing. They knew he had a lot of these. You know, when they saw that,
they knew it was him right away.
Now, there is no reason. I believe this could be true. They may have reported him. I have no idea. Right. Maybe that's how they got onto him. Yeah. But let's just say they didn't.
Yeah, we don't know.
Tom goes to me. He goes, would you report your kid? And I'm being just completely honest with you. It would be hard for me to report my kid.
It would be hard.
It would be hard for me to do it.
You definitely
and maybe after
conflicted.
A few days, maybe I would. But I'm going to tell you right now, it would be, and I know no one's going to like that answer. It would be hard for me to report my own kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
So I'm not even going to smash the parents for
not. I wonder, I mean, look, his face was out there pretty much immediately. I wonder if, maybe not the parents, but I wonder if a cousin or an uncle.
Yeah, he had so many relatives. He had a billion relatives.
There's a billion Mangione's in Baltimore.
All of Baltimore knew
the
family.
I wonder if any of them
recognized
him and told the cops.
That's
Luigi.
Somebody did, but
it's not so much about recognizing him. It's that the family knew that couldn't get a hold of him for months at a time, so they knew he was kind of a loose cannon.
Yeah, all of that.
And the photos came out from the McDonald's. What did him in? I think at that particular time was that he was wearing the mask and a stocking cap, so the only thing you could see were his eyes and eyebrows. It's the exact same photo of what from the taxi cab. You could easily match up. If he was just out there, like as we know him now, I wouldn't be able to say, look at him and go, that's the killer.
He should have shaved his eyebrows and his head. He did. You know what? He wasn't thinking.
I would have dressed as a chick.
That's an option too.
The first thing I would have done.
Get a disguise.
I would have borrowed one of Drabby's dresses.
That's a weird shot. Of Drabby.
Anyway, I just,
well,
that's...
he's done. He's
it's
caught.
It's a terrible, terrible... And my buddy Tom did not like my answer. You know? He did not like my answer. And I said, listen,
well, Tom doesn't have kids.
He doesn't have kids, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would.
Hey,
I would have a hard time turning my
kids. Why didn't he use, like, one of those... They have, like, one of those stocking things that you put over your face?
Yeah.
But it has, like, a printed face on it.
Yeah, we've seen all that.
You've seen those
right,
clips, right?
He should have bought one of those.
Why are those not being used all the time in
crimes? He should have worn that Kanye one to do the crime.
Yeah,
I know. Of course.
Again, he should have worn the Ethan Hunt mask from Mission Impossible.
He didn't think it all through.
He didn't think it through nearly as well.
He should have had a car waiting for him somewhere, just, you know, parked in a parking lot and just started driving west and had an apartment already rented.
Yeah, Michael Myers Halloween mask.
He should have had it like an isolated cabin already staked out.
Yeah, his bug out location.
With stocked full of supplies and provisions.
Do you actually think you could have done this crime and gotten away with it in the same time of day he did and everything in New York City? I don't think you could. Too many cameras. They're going to see you emanate from somewhere. And they're going to
I would have had my hideout all ready to go instead of just not knowing
I
what to do.
You'd have a hideout, but you would get caught getting to and from. There's cameras everywhere.
I don't know, Valdez.
Every square inch of our country is
documented. I'll give him this. Valdez is a very meticulous planner.
I agree.
He would have everything accounted for.
I agree. Between you and Lurch, you would have the best shot. But I don't think you could do it.
Well, I would have used one of those those stocking masks.
You'd have to have some sort of like so many like. Fake
I also,
cards,
I'm not stupid enough to hold cash. To keep the gun and the suppressor on me.
Well, maybe he was going to do more.
You would have shot him with J.O. seasoning. You would have immediately been apprehended, Valdez.
Careful over there, cakes. So you're talking about the crab cakes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. That's what it's called, right?
Yes. J.O. number two.
J.O. number two seasoning. Yes. Valdez busted right at the scene.
I just think if they want to bust you, they can catch. I mean, they freaking got Saddam Hussein in a spider hole. I mean, they know where everybody in the world is.
Once the FBI is involved,
once they get everybody involved, you're cooked. I just don't think you could do it.
But certain killers can go on the run for longer than five
days. Eric Rudolph, how long was he hiding in the wilderness?
Right,
like a long time.
I mean,
if he would have just gone
into the woods
30 years ago. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Okay,
the
FBI existed 30 years ago.
I would have had
literally Google Earth images of everything real time. Like, I just don't think you could do it.
I would have had
well, especially coming out of New York.
Yes.
I mean, if he would have killed somebody in Altoona and then went to New York, it's a little different.
The only way I think you could almost do it is if, like, a sniper in trees from 1,000 feet away. No one knows.
Well, I mean, there are unsolved murders all the time, but
Yeah, because when you're no the most resources.
When you're the most wanted man in
the
world.
When they
world,
put the resources into it, they're going to bust you.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time. And he can't outsmart
they
the
got
feds.
Saddam out of a hole in the ground in the desert. Middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
That's the most impressive thing I've ever seen. That and Elon's jet engine landing backwards.
Also, finding bin Laden in the just hiding out in Pakistan. That was pretty impressive.
Well, that was
too.
A little easier because they had a 7-footer walking around the roof in wherever he was.
Okay, but a lot of the intel wasn't pointing at that spot in Pakistan.
Yeah.
That was an impressive find.
Yeah.
I've seen Zero Dark 30 a few too many times.
What were we gonna say? I just hope that Luigi enjoys being treated like a prostitute in a hotel room.
I don't think he's going to enjoy it, but that's probably
for the next
happen.
25 years.
He'll probably kill himself.
Pretty Nate, cheery EP.
Nate Diaz is charged with battery.
Biggest story in the country.
What's going on with your boy, Drabby? Former UFC star Nate Diaz has been charged with battery after he's accused of striking a Vegas nightclub employee during. Oh, it's an altercation that happened earlier in the year. It took place back in August. They were trying to get into the Omnia at Caesar's Palace. Oh, yeah, there's video of it.
I mean, Nate Diaz being arrested for a brawl is the least surprising news story of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he forget he's just supposed to brawl people in the octagon? He's not supposed to hit, like, bouncers?
Well, that's right. What they've been doing their whole lives, fighting guys.
And last but not least, Lisa Kudrow says, you know, everybody...
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think it's true that the Friends cast, it seems to be from afar, our perception, that they were very close, you know, and they tell all these great stories. Once they finished filming, though, they apparently got together, the six of them, for like a meal.
Yep.
One time.
Really?
One time.
One time in
pretty
like the
friends.
Last 20-some, 30 years?
We get together with the horse camps more often.
One time? Really?
One time.
They're running it once?
Yeah.
Well, especially because weren't they all in it together for like the same pay? Right?
Yeah.
They all held out together.
And I do think that they appeared to be very close. I find it believable, plausible. Right.
And then when Matthew Perry died, they were like...
Boo-hooing
together.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. But you know what it shows? It's like when you don't reach out to your friends that you love, but you're lazy.
Out of sight, out of mind.
You know what I mean? And you got friends, you're like, man,
You go your separate ways.
We should be hooking up more. Like we should be having dinner or something. That's what happens.
Right, coming up in about 25 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Wizards take on Charlotte.
We got D. Smith.
December 19th. Demoris Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA. He'll join us next.